at me.
What's going on, everybody? G Wright with Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, episode 24. Today's episode is entitled Loving Through Insecurities. And today, I could not do a love episode with anybody else other than this person. She is almost a regular on the show. I think other than my sister Taylor, she has maybe the same amount of episodes with me on Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. I think you all know who I'm talking about. I am talking about my wife for the past 11 years. And in November, we will be together for 14 years.
15?
No, 14.
Oh, I thought it was
2007 is 2021. It's 14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 14 years. Nobody other than my wife, Miss Akeisha Wright. How you doing, babe?
I'm good.
Thank you for being on here with me. I really appreciate you being on this episode. And as I stated before, today's episode is entitled Loving Through Insecurities. And as you all know that I have been on this transparent, I always try to be transparent, but I really been these past few weeks, just being open and honest and transparent with you all and kind of let you all know what I'm going through throughout my journey as we are growing together. And I hope that you are taking, you know, my mistakes or whatever it is that we offer here at Frustrated Black Christian Podcast when I have these episodes, that you take this and apply it to your life. And as I always say, you be the wise man and I'll be the smart man, because the saying is, a smart man learns from his mistake. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. So I want you to be the wise man and I'll be the smart man and we'll all grow together. But today's another one of those episodes where I just want to be honest and open about, you know, not only my journey, but the journey of the people who are attached to me as well. And, to get right into it, this all maybe had to start maybe a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had both came home from work, and this one I had a 9-to-5 at that time, and I was cooking dinner, and Keisha, she was in the kitchen with me, and she was sitting down at the counter, and we were talking, and she just looked at me and she was like, "You're not happy." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she was like, "You're not happy." And she was like, "I've been thinking and do you remember what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I want you to explain it because I don't want it to always, like, you know, he making her say this or, you know, whatever like
that."
I really want people to hear from you on that. So what was it that triggered you to make you have that, that pushed you to have that conversation with me?
I just remember we had a couple of talks a couple of months back. I think it was around Harmony's birthday, or I know it was around the end of the year, excuse me. And I just remember you expressing on several occasions about how you just felt redundant, you felt stuck. And you felt like you was really going nowhere. And I would just see how you would look when you would go to work every morning. And I just noticed that you weren't happy. You weren't happy with what you were doing. And it I had prayed about it, and I had just been talking about it to myself a few weeks before I actually came to you about it. And is, like I say, it's been something that's been on the back of my head for a while. And that's when I don't know how the conversation, I can't remember how the conversation started, but I just remember saying, you know, just expressing how unhappy you were with what you were doing.
Right. And you was just like, you know, you're not happy. And it came out of for me, it came out of nowhere. You're like, you're not happy. And I was like, what are you talking about? And that's when you start going into about, like you just said, you was praying and talking to God about certain things, and you was watching me in different conversations that we was having. And trust me, I was willing to work, and I have no problem, you know, provide for my family. And I still don't have a problem provide for my family because, you know, God has blessed us where we still do provide for the family or whatever. But, you know, we were talking about it, and you told me how you felt, and I was like, we'll pray about it. And, you know, we prayed, and we kept talking about it. And eventually, eventually I ended up leaving the job that I was at the end of the year, because, you know, not only did you confirm some stuff, but my dad confirmed some stuff, which it was shocking in itself, as far as like, because if you know my pops, my dad is that man is a workaholic. You know, that's what he do. He works. But even he saw something in me, and then, you know, others as well. But anyways, I step out into this, working in the ministry full time, starting the wheels on going back to school, which took some time. Also going to working at the radio station, start my internship there. And eventually they hired me sometime this year. I got hired on this year, and I'm working there on a part-time basis. And I'm really like fulfilling my purpose and living out my purpose. But in that, if that was the end of the story, that'd be a real romantic Hollywood happy ending. Yeah, end of the end credits and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what it always looks like, because
it's a really short movie.
Because within that, you deal with a lot of issues, mainly insecurities, because you're stepping out into the unknown. And you know, we are believers, we are Christians, and we know that we live by faith and not by sight, but that stuff is easier said than done. Sometimes it's you want to live by sight and not by faith, because you want to know where your next is coming from, especially when you're a husband with a wife and, you know, you got three growing daughters and you got other things that you have to attend to or whatever like that, other business and other necessities that you have to meet every week, every month, or whatever like that, other obligations every day, absolutely, because they got to eat. They ain't, especially my Harmony. Harmony ain't going to go with
you
no daddy.
Skip no meals.
Yeah, daddy, that's okay. I understand. We can fast today. Harmony ain't with it.
Nah.
But anyways, you know, those are just responsibilities that you have to take on, and you take them on as a grown person. You know, you want that status, you got to handle business. But within that, not having that certainty or that you're not having that, you're not knowing what's coming up next. You're living by faith. Sometimes it develops insecurities. And within those insecurities come a lot of issues and a lot of things that can affect your relationship, and not just your one that you are involved with, one person, your spouse or whatever, but every relationship that you are attached to. So I was doing some reading, and I was reading, I want to read this. It says, insecurities is a feeling of inadequacy, not being good enough, and uncertainty. It produces anxiety about your goals, relationships, and ability to handle certain situations. Everyone deals with insecurity from time to time. It can appear in all areas of life and come from a variety of causes. And this was from WebMD. So when I read that, I was like, man, that really makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Is that feeling inadequate? Because, you know, in this transition, I've always had that I don't feel good enough, or I didn't do good enough a job, I'm not getting the response that I want or whatever like that. And those things produces insecurities within me, because you see somebody else doing the same thing that you're doing, and you seeing them prospering and doing good and everything's going good for them or whatever like that. And then you looking like, hey, dang, what about me? And you battle with all this on the inside, and it's like, this insecurities is a human reaction. We all have insecurities, as I just read, and through your own experience, you can also attest that we all have insecurities. But today's episode is really about when those insecurities wrap you up so much to where it controls you, it manipulates you, it takes you to a place where you shouldn't be, and it really takes a toll on the people you love. And I can honestly, being transparent with you all, to say that, you know, there's times when my insecurities got the best of me. My insecurities start having me think that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't a good enough husband. I wasn't a good enough father. I'm not a good enough son or pastor or brother. Whatever I am, I'm not good enough. So here it is. If I'm not good enough, they must be trying to find something to replace me. And you become paranoid. And you become selfish. And you become wrapped up in your own world. And a lot of people don't see this, because what you see is on the outside. You see the smiles. You see the jokes. You see the memes. You see the things that I'm joking. Hey, I'm back on the radio. But y'all don't see the behind the scenes stuff. And I think it's so important to be transparent, because when you are one way on the outside, and you're going through this stuff on the inside, and it's taking effect on the people that you are in a relationship with, and you don't see it, and you don't admit it, and you don't talk about it, and you don't come to a resolve, or you don't come to get an answer on how y'all gonna handle it or whatever like that. This is how a lot of people who are in the industry are, people who are in business or whatever they're doing, and they're dealing with those insecurities, eventually those people who they're attached to file for divorce. Hope I'm making sense what I'm saying. But with me, I feel like transparency is the key. It's something that we got to talk about, and something that we have to expose, because, you know, we're in this thing for life. Without Keisha, I tell y'all this all the time, man. You know, this is one of the episodes where I want to open up the window, why y'all see this, for you all to see why I love my wife the way that I love her, why she is the dopest person in the world to me, and why, you know, I feel the way that I feel about her, because you have to have somebody that will love you through those insecure, paranoid moments. So, Akeisha, tell me what goes through your head when you're dealing with, I guess you want to say, when you're dealing with me, when it comes to something like that, when I'm going, having one of my moments.
I can tell before you actually come to me that it's an issue, because if it's not in your face, is in your demeanor, is something, or I could just feel the vibe that there's something going on. And I'm like, okay, first thing I do is I check myself. And I know that's something that a lot of people don't do. Like, okay, what did I do? What did I say that, you know, that triggered this? Like, I check myself first, because as a partner, spouse, whether it's husband or wife, you want to make sure that you examine yourself, because you don't want to walk around thinking that you just this perfect human being, that you don't make no mistakes, whether it's intentional or unintentional. You know, you want to make sure you check yourself first, because you might have did something or said something that you might not even realize you did, or even had any ill intentions towards it, but it could have went, you know, you say a lot about your good being evil spoken of. So I check myself first before I go into it. And then I'm like, okay, once I realize that to-do thing is checked, I'm like, okay, what is wrong? And then sometimes you'll tell me, other times you need a minute. When I realize you need a minute, then I just let you be. And then when the time comes to talk, then that's when you'll tell me. And we said this in the last podcast we had together about listening to understand and not being so quick to respond. So I tried to listen to understand. And, you know, I believe that God gives me the right words to tell you to assure you, if that's the best word to say. I feel like the best thing as a spouse when you deal with this, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it can be frustrating because you want to, you know, you see the dopeness, you see so many good things in the person that you vowed to spend the rest of your life with. But I understand, because like I said, I have my moments too, where sometimes you kind of miss that. He said it earlier, how it's kind of like a blinder. I thought about when you was reading the article, I thought about, what's that movie? I don't know if it's Black Knight. I can't remember the name of the character where he put this certain mask over you, and you think you see him. You know it's one thing, but you seeing something dark and ugly.
Dark Knight, the Batman movie?
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's like dark and ugly, and it's scary, and it's bringing out the most fearful thing. It's not a big deal when you see it with your naked eyes, but when you put this certain mask on, it's like magnified to this horrible, horrible thing, and it's bigger than, it's being blown up more than what it really is. That's kind of how I looked at it when you mentioned that. So it's like you have to be willing to listen, to understand, and not be so quick to jump on defense mode or jump in responsive mode, which honestly, that did not happen overnight. There was times when that happened, I would jump in defense, but I had to learn, you know, just listen. And it's not you, it's not always you that's causing it, but just listen to his heart. So that's what I do. I take the time and I listen to my husband. If it's not through words, then look at your spouse's body language, or look at their demeanor. Or, I mean, if you've been married for a certain period of time, it should get to a point that you should be able to feel, y'all should be able to be in tune with one another, where you just feel a certain vibe that something is off.
Two things came to my mind when you said when you were talking. You got to know each other's languages. I am more of the talker in our relationship. Keisha, she's very strategic when she speaks. When she speaks, it's going to be of something of importance. Of course, we joke around or whatever like that, but I'm talking about in all seriousness. But like when we're talking, I'm more of the verbal communicator. But when I'm upset or when I'm bothered, I shut down. I'm quiet. I don't say nothing. And I'm just in my own little world. One, because I don't want to let my anger or whatever I'm feeling. It's not always anger, all my insecurities to get the best of me. So I'm battling within myself. And also I'm trying to think before I speak. So a lot of times I shut down and I'm trying to fight a larger one within. So I think that's one of the my languages. So she understands when I'm in my little situation or whatever like that. I'm kind of like, she brought up the Dark Knight Batman, but I was thinking more of, which is a good example, and I'm gonna talk about that too. But I think about how she has this common effect over me, which is so funny. We were just looking at Marvel last night with the Hulk and Black Widow, their relationship, how the Hulk can be in a rage and can be, and it's not, angry or whatever like that, but mm-hmm. It's just like you have these irrational thoughts and you just paranoid and you just, you know, beating your own self up or whatever like that. And you just not in a good space or whatever like that. But she has that common effect on me like the Black Widow does with Hulk. And she has this saying when she knows she needs to calm the Hulk down. And she says the sun's getting real low or whatever like that. She has this common effect, and that's the same way Keisha has on me. So you have to be willing to hear and listen to that person and know that that person who you are connected with, and it doesn't always have to be a marriage or a relationship. Anybody that you are connected with, a friend can have that effect. The mentor can have that effect or whatever like that to help talk you off the ledge of insecurities, of letting it get the best of you. Someone, you should have someone in your life that can talk you down from these feelings that you are, that you have on the inside that are raging. And she has that effect. But one thing she really said, and you know, she got ahead of me because when I was thinking about this, about the effects of when you allow insecurities to get the best of you, is this, I thought of it as insecurity blinds you, but she said it perfect. It's kind of like the movie The Dark Knight with the, I want to say his name was Pumpkin or something like that. Rod is the...
Scarecrow or something?
Scarecrow, that's his name. Great, thank you. Rod is the...
that's the DC.
Yeah, that's the DC Marvel, DC Batman fanatic right there. So he definitely would know. But yeah, Scarecrow, he would blow this mist in your face and it would make you hallucinate.
Mm.
And you would see stuff that's really not there and it would make you act crazy. And that's kind of like how insecurities, when it's not checked, how insecurities can do, it makes you hallucinate mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think things that's really not there. It makes you see things that's really not there. Mm-hmm. And what it also does is it blinds you. Or you can, let me say it like this. You can become so self-absorbed with your insecurities, not even realizing that your own spouse can have insecurities too. Because that's what checked me. We were talking not too long ago, and I was just so caught up and frustrated because you want to be successful. You want things to be popping. You want things to be, you know, money not to be an issue, or whatever the situation to be not an issue for your family, whatever they need, you got it, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't even worry about it. Don't even think about it. We got this. And it's not always like that. It's coming, but it's not like that right now. But you just have those moments where, okay, I'm so caught up on my insecurities that I'm not a good enough husband. I'm not a good enough father. I'm not a good enough pastor. I'm not a good enough me. And it's so doggone selfish of me to where I didn't realize until me and you was talking and you mentioned that you were dealing with your own insecurities as well. And sometimes, most times, they're not all the time, you're so self-absorbed in your own self to where you forget that your partner is dealing with their own situation, dealing with their own insecurities. And it made me think, like, how selfish are you that a person that is there for you all the time, a person that's got your back all the time, the person that has never left you hanging and that's always been by your side, good, bad, and indifferent, how can she be there for you in your time of need, but you're not there for her in her time of need? And I'm not saying I abandoned my wife or nothing like that. She'll tell you that we're there for one another. But what I'm saying is you can be so caught up on what you need to do, where you lacking, and she's always pouring into you to where you so self-absorbed that you can't see that your partner is dealing with something their own self. And it's like, how can you be so selfish and careless about not noticing what your partner is going through? So if you would, you don't have to be specific, but you know, talk about how do you handle dealing with the insecure person when you are dealing with insecurities your own self?
That's a good question. I never really thought about how I do that. I don't know. I guess I just continue to do what I do, and you know, prayer is a very helpful thing. Sometimes when I do have time to myself, I try to look at things that kind of helps lift me up And then when the time comes for me to actually sit and talk to you, you know that I will open up to you. But I never really thought about how I do it. I guess I just never, I just continue to do what I said earlier. Because when you're in a relationship, you know, you is about you, but it's not about you. So it's like you just thinking about what's best for your spouse and how to make your spouse happy. You know, sometimes you know, I really didn't think about that.
Yeah, but I thought about it. And, you know, I try to make you feel secure in dealing with your insecurities, just like you do with me. And but like I said, that's just one thing that I've noticed. One thing God kind of showed me that, you know, you can get so caught up in your own self to where you forget about that person that you with, that the person that you're with goes through as well. And, you know, it's just so important. Now, I don't want everybody to get it twisted. Like it's just, oh, he going through his insecurities. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to pray for him and just sing worship songs and just be there to encourage him. No, it's not always like that. Sometimes,
no, it's not always like that.
Sometimes she checks me. And sometimes I have to check her.
Right.
And it's like, hey, like kind of like a get yourself together type thing. And you got to have that in your life. You got to have somebody in your life that can come to you. And it's not always they got to handle you with kid gloves and make sure that they don't hurt your feelings or make sure you ain't sensitive or they you know what I'm saying, handle with care and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's times for that too. But there's also times when you need somebody to check you and say, what's going on with you? What's wrong with you? Why you acting like this? Why you acting crazy? Why you acting like what's going on with you? So that we can start the conversation. So you got to find the different ways that you can communicate with that person, whether it's me or whether it is Keisha, who's having that moment, you know, okay, have your moment, but we can't stay in that moment. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody in your life that will not allow you to stay in that moment, that's going to help you get back up, dust yourself off, and let's go back to work. Let's go get it. Let's get focused and let's do what we're supposed to do. And you need that in your life. You need that person. And we don't like this term, but it's so necessary, especially in today's society. You need that person that's going to show you tough love.
Going to put you in check.
Yeah, you need somebody that's going to, you know, call you out on your stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking last night, as a matter of fact, and I was talking to God because it seems like, you know, as far as like being a pastor, I have these stern messages. I'm not going to say hard messages, but these stern messages that really challenge us. And I'm always feel like I'm being so stern. The stuff that God gives us is so stern at our ministry. And we have a ministry of mostly young adults, but we do have some more older adults that we're one nation, but God gives us these stern messages. And I was like, kind of like, God, why do we have these stern messages? Why can't we talk about something lighter? What's, you know, whatever, which we do. Sometimes towards the end of the message, there's, you know, you always leave them with hope at the end to challenge them to pursue. But it's like, why have these messages been so stern lately? And this is what came back to me. Our generation is so gifted and so talented, yet we're so careless and we're so, what's the word I'm looking for? We're careless. At the same time, and we don't, we're reckless at times. So if we don't have that sternness to set the borders, all right, we don't have that standard that is set to keep us in line, we'll go astray. We'll go off kilter. We'll go do something that we don't have any business doing, which we already do at times. But these messages are built to give us tough love, to be stern, to keep us in line so that we can get to the place that's destined for our lives. Mm-hmm. And I said that to say that sometimes tough love is the key and battling the insecurities that is going on with you. Sometimes you got to check yourself. Sometimes you got to check, your spouse got to check you. Sometimes somebody in your life, you ought to have somebody in your life that can tell you, you need to check yourself. You need to get yourself together.
Because if you don't, then you need to really evaluate your circle of friends or your circle of people, because those are the type of people that I would be very fearful of if they just letting you do whatever you want to do.
If you don't have somebody that's not holding you accountable for your actions and even the stuff that you say, just like Keisha just said, you need to check your surroundings. Because anybody that lets you just do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, think however you want to think, and you're always right, you're that self-absorbed, you're heading for destruction. And I'm not telling y'all something that I heard. I'm telling y'all what I've known, what I've experienced, what I've seen in myself, and what I've seen the mistakes of that others have made because they didn't want to be checked or they didn't want to be corrected or whatever like that.
Right.
So you got to have somebody that holds you accountable. You got to have somebody that will tell you when you're wrong and when you're right. I'm so grateful for my wife, Akeisha. I'm so grateful for, you know, my dad, my mom and my dad. My mom is the nurturer, of course, but my dad is that one. He nurtures me as well, too. But he always tell me, son, I'm going to be your biggest fan. I'm going to cheer you on when you're doing good. But when you're doing wrong, I'm going to kick you in your behind and tell you to get yourself together. And you need somebody that's going to kick you in your behind to help you get things together. And it's like, man, I'm grateful for the people that I have around me, the Aldens and the Sheldons and, you know, the Dedricks and the stuff like that, the Rods and the Marios and, you know, those guys outside of Akeisha who I can really talk to at different times. You know, my mentors, Bishop Oliver and Pastor K.V. James, and, you know, people that I can go to and I can talk to, you know, at different times when I'm feeling this way, and they can help me. And please don't get me wrong, as if this is like a baby episode. Everybody has to baby me when I'm feeling that way, because it's not like that. These people will check me and get me in order and give me something to think about and leave me and won't let me stay in the state that I'm in or whatever like that. So you need people that's going to challenge you, to push you to get to the next level. So, you know, insecurities is a part of the human nature. Mm-hmm. We all have it. But you can't get so self-absorbed in your insecurities. And you got to have somebody that's going to love you enough that will love you through those moments and help you not to go back to those moments. And I'm so grateful for the number one person in my life, the person that you know, I lay with every night and I go to bed with every night. Let's say I go to bed with every night. but I go to bed with every night. The person I'm at home with, who knows me the most, you know, I thank God that I trust my wife. There's nobody in this world that I am more vulnerable with than my wife. She knows it all. I've said this episode before. I am vulnerable. I can be vulnerable with her. See, and you know, if I keep saying, some people might be saying, I'm not going to say that you are saying it, but some might say, you always saying that, Elijah Wanda Jay, or whatever you want to call me. But some marriages, some people can't be vulnerable with their spouses. Mm-mm. And some people don't trust their spouse. And we've seen it. We've done a couple of counseling sessions with different couples throughout our years.
Even before
we were pastors, even before we were in leadership, we dealt with that, and we dealt with it within our own selves or whatever like that, because it took maturity, it took progression. We did, like Keisha said earlier, we did not get here overnight.
Nope.
That's one thing I can't stand. You know, younger couples, how they try, and it's cool. Please take me yet. Don't, you know, take me with a grain of salt. But the young couples, I should say, when these young couples be talking about, you know, that's my best friend and da 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 da, and they like they just oh so ultra close. And I'm not saying that y'all ain't all that or whatever like that, yeah, but it's like
a journey ahead of y'all.
You got something coming up
that you just don't know,
like all this. Man Crush Monday posters and Women Crush Wednesdays.
And
Man Please, man.
Some days you be lovey dovey with the Man Crush Monday, and the other days you be beep, 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 and wanting to throw stuff and punch stuff. And man, it get like that. Marriage is not for the faint at heart. Because you like I just said, you have days where y'all gonna love, and the love never goes away.
No.
The love is always gonna be there. But I feel like within your marriage, especially if you've been married, I say 10 years plus. You gon' when you from the first year to the 5 years, that's evident. But when you got children coming along, you got life situations. Life don't stop just because you married. You know, you still gotta learn how to handle all that and still do what you do as a husband or a wife or whatever your role is in your marriage. You still gotta uphold that, and that's not always easy. You gonna have your days where you gonna have hearts in your eyes, and other days you having steam coming out your ears.
Fire.
Because sometimes you want to lose it sometimes. And like he was saying earlier with the insecurities, sometimes it's not always the rubbing on the back, oh baby, it's okay, I'm here for the other days. Be like,
what's wrong with you?
Like, man, what? You know, but that does not mean that the love that I have for my husband has, if anything, it has grown, it has matured. But I would never say that my love for my husband, even in that, has withered away. You know, you're going to have your times where your emotions and your temper, your mood swings, all that's going to get tested. But just as long as the love is still there. The reason that why I fell in love with this person, why I chose to marry this person and chose to make a lifetime commitment with this person is still relevant, then that's really what all that matters. And we say it a lot, and we keep saying it. When you keep the Lord in your marriage, when you keep the Lord at the center of your marriage, love covers a multitude. And it's the love that God gives us. You know, we talk about all the time, agape, unconditional, unwavering, you know, that love that comes from him, that'll help you withstand those times of insecurity. So you can be mature enough to help hold your spouse up when they're going through their times.
And that's what it's all about. You know, we have those moments, in the words of my granddaddy. You can be so in love with a person that you could just eat them up, and then you have those days where you wish you would have ate them. And I've had those days with her, and she's had those days with me. But love conquers all. The Bible says it like this, and it might not be theologically sound, but it just feels right that love hides a multitude of sins and a multitude of faults. And then when you identify love through the Bible says that God is love. So as long as we keep the love alive, there's nothing that you won't face or that you will face that love won't be able to conquer because God is love. And as long as you keep God in the center of whatever relationship that you're in, it will help you overcome all obstacles. You gotta keep God at the center. So I really appreciate my wife for this episode. I hope you said something that was meaningful to you all. I hope that you all enjoyed it. Thank you again, Akeisha, for being with me as always. And we got a few more episodes with her because, like I said, we want to be transparent in our journey because we're going somewhere. And I want you all to see the journey of what it takes, because a lot of times we don't see the journey of people when they get to a certain place because we think this thing is overnight, and it's really not overnight. And I really believe that we're going somewhere. So I want you all to see the journey that we take in our ascension into greatness. You like that word? All right. Y'all right now. I like me. I'm pretty smart now. I keep using some big words if you want me to now.
Okay.
All right. Apostolistic. all right. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of Frustrated Black Christian. Frustrated Black Christian, episode 24. This episode is entitled Love Through Insecurities, or Loving Through Insecurities. All right. Once again, thank you, Akeisha. Thank y'all for listening. And remember to be positive, be productive, and always progress. And we'll see y'all next time. Peace.